This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver says it has confirmed its first human case of West Nile virus of 2025. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver's first case comes as more cases are being reported around the state, which is typical for this time of year. The virus is mostly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. It can be transmitted anytime when mosquitoes are active. In Colorado, that's generally as early as May. Typically, the state sees higher numbers in summer and fall, with the season ending with the year's first hard freeze. Best way to prevent it? Avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes. One key is draining standing water where bugs can breed. Colorado has recorded one death from the virus in 2025, with three people hospitalized. Denver released no information on the city's patient. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed plans to begin treating part of the Colorado River for invasive zebra mussels. CPR's Haley May reports.
CPW will begin applying EarthTech QZ, that's an EPA-registered copper-based molluscicide, to a privately owned lake in western Eagle County. The area is connected to the river system that tested positive for the species last month. Following the initial treatment, staff will monitor the water to evaluate its effectiveness and continue sampling efforts on the Colorado River below the infested waters. Zebra mussels are notoriously difficult to eradicate, making prevention the best course of action. Haley May, CPR News.
A Colorado funeral homeowner is admitted to sending customers fake ashes and defrauding the federal government in a plea deal with prosecutors. This is the second time that Carrie Halford has submitted a plea deal. A judge rejected an agreement with prosecutors last year. On Monday, Halford pleaded guilty to charges involving sending grieving families dry concrete in place of cremated remains. Halford also admitted to defrauding the federal government of nearly $900,000 by providing false information on documents. Prosecutors are asking for a 15-year sentence. Halford and her husband are facing other charges in a separate case. This is CPR News.